House impeachment inquiry has begun.
This administration's level of obstruction is without precedent.
That's House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler just now, this after his committee received findings from another House probe.
The House Intelligence Committee report claims President Trump abused the power of his office for political gain. The panel also released records that show Intel Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes had several phone calls with the president's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani last spring.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Republicans maintain the president has done nothing wrong. He's right now in the UK at the NATO summit, where he also had words about his Canadian counterpart, calling Justin Trudeau two-faced after Trudeau was apparently caught on camera gossiping about him. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start to this week, we have a little warming trend to look forward to. Today, a good bit of sunshine, high temperature around 63. That's a start. Tonight will be chilly, but not quite as cold as last night, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer, middle 60s, dry, mostly sunny. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s, dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dashing to Boot Barn to get Ariat Christmas gifts. Ariat boots for him and her. It's the first gift on their list. $20 off select Ariat boots. What fun it is to unwrap the West. Visit Boot Barn tonight.
Hey guys. Honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-636. An equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Onto your butts.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
It's not just about sex.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Having too much fun on a Wednesday morning.
We are. But I'm well, you know, it's hump day, and I told someone I hadn't humped in years. But
272-9228 if y'all want to get in.
What if you don't want to get in?
Well, just stay and listen.
There are a lot of people like to do that.
Well, that's fine. Most
they don't
people
care
listen.
About listening to the theme from Shaft.
Well, just know, though, if you're just sitting there listening, you're like most people. Actually, the vast minority of people actually call. When it comes to
I know. It's like, you know, because who listens?
Right.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody
sorry.
Listens to this show. And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's a great selling point.
Yeah, when people say, they'll send me in a restaurant, I listen to your show, and I say, you must have run out of stuff to do.
Yeah, well,
and they just look at me weird like...
Not much to do in this one-horse town.
You smart ass.
Actually, we're two-horse town now. We've got a military base.
Yeah.
But speaking of our town...
Hold on a minute, Joey.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just...
Well, what?
Milk? No.
No, thank you very much. No thanks.
Ovaltine. Nothing. Thank you.
You're sending that to me.
A little tired.
Send that to me so we can play where everybody can really, really hear it. Jack and I are reminiscing about Mel Brooks movies. I don't know. We're just giddy, or jitty, as Al Sharpton would say this morning. And speaking of our humble little capital city, folks, this struck me as, have you ever been a fan of time capsules? In theory, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll put a time capsule away, and 50 years later, who can even imagine that? 50 years later, we'll open it up. And that's what happened here last night. Before
in 1969, a time capsule was placed somewhere.
Yes, and I already said that one of the items found within this time capsule, it was sealed during Montgomery's 150th anniversary in 1969 with instructions not to open it until the city's 200th anniversary, which was Tuesday, yesterday. The city commemorated Montgomery's bicentennial with the opening of the capsule. Sharon Myers, who was Miss Montgomery in 1969. You know Sharon?
I don't know Sharon.
Said she and other contestants were told to put things inside the capsule that were significant to the time. Myers was 22 years old and had recently gotten married when the capsule was sealed. She said she chose pantyhose to put in the capsule because they were fairly new at the time. Wearing a sparkling crown at the celebration of her hometown's bicentennial, she said she didn't know 50 years ago what she does now, but she wouldn't have done anything different if she could go back. Oh, that's good. No regrets, Sharon. That's wonderful.
During the sesquicentennial in 1969, at Garrett Coliseum was a reenactment of Cowboys and Indians.
What?
Yes, and some production company came here. And I think I was...
like them getting together and being friends?
No, it was war, and I got killed. I was an Indian, and there were like 50 of us out there. I remember Ken Upchurch, the third, was there. I was there.
Wait, did you pull a Trudeau and wear a brown face?
No, I don't think we had any war paint or anything. But anyway, I ended up getting killed. And you know, the floor of Garrett Coliseum is dirt. Because they put down fake floors when they have events, but it was dirt, and it was kind of this reddish-looking dirt, and I had that stuff all over me. But I got killed, and it was called something like something. Anyway,
I can't believe they didn't mention it in this Montgomery Advertiser write-up.
Well, none of those idiots that write for that paper were around back then. They have no historical appreciation for anything.
But Montgomery of 50 years ago, you've really impressed us here 50 years later in 2019. Because in addition to Sharon Myers, Miss Montgomery's pantyhose, also inside the time capsule was a Coca-Cola bottle.
The old green ones?
Yeah.
That's nice, cool, yeah.
This one, to me, is hilarious. Inside the time capsule was a film of the time capsule being sealed.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
There was also a railroad pamphlet, a National Geographic from the time, a Life magazine from the time, and a package from the third grade at Forest Avenue Elementary School. And Mayor Stephen Reed read a letter addressed to the future mayor from Earl James, who was mayor.
I remember Earl James.
And one of the quotes here that said is, "I wish I could be around to see all of our dreams come true," Reed read aloud to the packed City Hall auditorium before the crowd left for the lighting of the Christmas tree. I want to see that whole letter from Earl James. They don't have the whole thing right here on this.
His brother ran against Emory one time, Franklin James, probably back in the 80s sometime.
Just so it's clear, because when I think about Emory Fulmer, like, I remember him when I was playing baseball over at Goodwin, Little League. And, I actually remember being one of the kids come up and he's like, "Son, what do you think about this upcoming year for baseball?" And I'm like, "Oh, I think it's going to be great."
Yeah, like he cared.
Right.
Yeah, see.
So when did Emory first become mayor? Because to me, it's just a long time. I don't know the exact date.
All right. I believe it was 75.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When Jim Robinson resigned as mayor, And Emory was president of the city council. And the city council was new because back before the city council, we had the mayor and a commissioner of public works, which were roads, and a commissioner of public affairs. Cliff Evans and Jack Rucker were the two commissioners. Jim Robinson was mayor. And he all the time had to break ties between, you know, one would vote yes, one would, and he got tired of it, so he put a constitutional amendment to the voters of Montgomery, and we voted in a mayor-council form of government. Seven districts were, I think, or was it nine, were drawn, and that's how we've operated since. Hmm. When Jim Robinson resigned in 75, Emory filled out his unexpired term. Emory ran for mayor in 1977 for a full term, and he stayed 22 years till 99.
Wow.
But in 77, he won that race, beating something like 41 opponents without a runoff.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Well, that's impressive. I'm very impressed indeed. It's cool learning
about... Are you impressed that I remember that?
No, I actually don't question...
Well, maybe you should, but...
Like your ability to recall.
Well, that's about all I got.
Right. I mean, it's not like you're going to go work out with me or anything.
Or play tennis. Or go hunting.
Racquetball? Were you a racquetball player?
No. Emory was.
No.
Emory was a great racquetball player.
I could see you in those short shorts wearing that headband, just slamming that ball against the wall.
Yeah, he didn't need no headband. He used enough Brio cream. You know, two people playing handball are... racquetball with him died on the racquetball court. They were twin brothers. Died years apart. Seriously.
Wow. I'm trying not to laugh.
Walter Tyson just, and Tommy Tyson.
Death like that isn't funny, but it's like that's...
It's very strange.
That is odd.
But Emory was a fierce competitor.
Oh, I believe
in everything he did.
I believe it.
And
200 years. 200 years. As of yesterday, I don't feel like it was. We don't do a lot of fanfare.
I really think you want my honest opinion about this bicentennial.
Mm-hmm.
It's piss poor.
Hmm.
You know, when Guy Hunt was governor, he did a thing called the Alabama Homecoming, where people that had moved away would come back for events, and people like Jim Nabors and what's her name, Fannie Flagg,
mm-hmm.
famous people that had moved away came back for a big celebration. To me, this, and maybe it's because they don't have it in their budget, but tourism wasn't, either tourism has done a piss poor job or they weren't given enough money to do this thing right, because I think 200 years as a statehood is a big deal. And we ought to be making a bigger deal out. And here it is, December, and only thing you've seen are some ads on TV where someone says, I'm the first governor, William Wyatt Bibb, or whatever. I mean, it's just been lackluster.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the city's done a very good job promoting this 200 years. And I'm not trying to be a malcontent or, you know, saying, you know, like I'm mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I just
wish
we'd done a better job of it. Anyway, there you have it.
Coca-Cola, pantyhose, and a film of the time capsule being sealed.
There wasn't a record in there?
I'm sure there is more than what's being listed in this write-up.
George Howell would know this, and he's a listener.
I'm sure. LB.
There was and we've talked about this on the show before. There was it was like Teen Angel or one of those songs back in the 60s. That people hated so much because it played and played and played. I mean, it's one of those songs that would stayed at number one forever. They had a ceremonial burial of that record after it kind of fell off the charts.
It's called Teen Angel?
It's either Teen Angel or, I don't know. That may not be the song, but it's a wretched song.
Mark Denning?
That's probably all he ever did in his whole life.
Let's see. I'll play this, see if it is.
Well, I know this.
Teen Angel.
Is that it?
I don't know if it's one of those songs from that era, and I know George would know it and some other folks his age. It's a little before my time.
It says 1960.
People were so sick of it, they had a ceremonial burial of it, and it was out there near Norman Bridge Road in the Southern Bypass.
Hmm.
Somewhere out in that neck of the woods, they buried that record. And I'm sure somebody who lived through that can call and tell us. But
Well, we got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228 if you want to reminisce, talk about old Montgomery coming.
Or if you don't, I don't blame you.
Yeah, but coming up, we do have some serious news.
Yeah, we do.
New charges brought against William Chase Johnson, or charges that might have been expected, but we'll get into that. As well as probably revisit the impeachment committee. The Judiciary Committee is taking on their impeachment inquiry.
I noticed a staffer handing out no-dos a minute ago.
But we'll be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
They said they found my high school ring.
Okay, I can see why they buried this song.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prices. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. But let's turn down the cheery meatloaf music. I'm in a weird mood today. Like, I just had a thought. You know, you ever have intrusive thoughts, Jack? Like, you're sitting around in a very somber occasion. Like, say you're in church. Like, you're in mass, because we both grew up Catholic. Yes. And all of a sudden, you're like, what if somebody just stood up and started yelling profanities? Like, you're not going to do it, and you don't want somebody to do it. But have you ever, like, what if I just smacked this person right now?
I've never had that thought in my life.
I get them all the time.
I keep saying, I wish you would hurry up with the homily. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, like, you know, I just was sitting at, like, a quiet get-together, and I was like, what would happen if somebody just got up and, like, punched that person? Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want anybody to do it, but... It's sometimes I think they're called intrusive.
Well, sometimes
thoughts.
I think that when I watch like the impeachment hearings and these people drone on and on and on.
Yeah, what if somebody stood up and just said, F you, Jerry?
Well, I would probably. Well, you remember that guy that screamed out during Obama's State of the Union?
Yeah.
Liar.
You lie. Yeah.
They just went after that guy.
But sometimes my intrusive thoughts are just silly. And I thought to myself, have I ever been eating meatloaf while listening to meatloaf? That's like some of the crap that goes through my head.
Well, that's a sick mind there.
Indeed. But to serious news now. Earlier this week, there was an incredible ceremony for Sheriff Big John Williams, Sheriff of Lyles County. It was, again, recently shot and killed. And the news today out of Hayneville is prosecutors are upgrading the charge against a teenager suspected in the shooting death of Alabama Sheriff Big John Williams, making William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old, eligible for the death penalty. News outlets are reporting that D.A. Charlotte Tesmer said Tuesday a capital murder warrant has been signed against William Chase Johnson. Again, he's 18 years old in the slaying of Big John Williams. The new charge carries a possible death penalty, while the original charge of murder has a maximum sentence of life. Williams was shot to death at a gas station, for those who have forgotten, late last month. More than 2,000 people filled an auditorium for his funeral Monday this week. Johnson is the son of a sheriff's deputy in Montgomery County, here in Montgomery. What a crazy
thing. I mean, it's tragic. I don't know what was going through that child's mind when he pulled that trigger.
And I'm sure we'll hear the story. I mean, I'm sure you've heard everybody's side of the story and what the grapevine is brought to us, but I'm wanting to see how all these witnesses' stories check out with there are surveillance cameras there on the premises. Pretty good ones. I want to see how all this checks out, how the witnesses' stories check up against one another. I'm sure the work is being done. But somebody called me yesterday wondering, you know, okay, we allowed this Ibrahim Yazid, the guy who shot and killed Anaya Blanchard, out on bail. Why is this kid, William Chase Johnson, have no chance of bail? And I think the simple answer, correct me if you think I'm wrong in this, Jack, but I think the simple answer is you shot and killed a sheriff. Like, a very beloved sheriff. It's one thing, anytime somebody kills a law enforcement officer, let alone somebody who is a sheriff and beloved by the community and law enforcement, I can understand. I think that's the main factor.
Well, none of us knows exactly what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but we'll have to find out.
You know, there are serious repercussions of killing a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
And despite what happened, I don't think it required deadly force. Just from what I don't.
We'll see.
But you got to know when you do something like that. And I know in the heat of the moment, you don't realize what the long term is going to be. But I'm just not, you know, for them to upgrade it to a capital murder charge is very, very serious. And, you know, many lives have been wrecked because of this. And I don't know the parents of this kid. My heart goes out to them. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure they did the best they could. I mean, the guy's dad is a deputy sheriff, and it's just totally unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the funeral was a great testimony to this guy.
Yes, it was Big John, yeah.
Everybody loved the guy,
it
seems.
We'll keep following this story, especially as the trial unfolds, anything breaking on that. What do you say we go back to the circus up in D.C. for a second? Let me check here. We're about 12 minutes behind live, so if y'all want to watch that boring crap live, go ahead. But we're going to... This is Professor Michael Gerhardt at the end of his opening statement.
Along with that, our Constitution...
What are his credentials, do we know?
You're a University of North Carolina School of Law professor.
And therefore, I stand with the Constitution, and I stand with the framers who were committed to ensure that no one is above the law.
Thank you, Professor. Professor Turley.
Jonathan Turley.
Thank you, Chairman Nadler, Ranking Member Collins, members of the Judiciary Committee. It's an honor to appear before you today to discuss one of the most consequential functions you were given.
Now,
by
is this
framers.
Guy a conservative?
No, he's kind of just a standard civil libertarian liberal, but he's very good.
He's been interviewed on Fox, I think.
Yeah, he's a very good professor. He's George Washington University Law School professor.
It's the impeachment of a president of the United States. 21 years ago, I sat before you, Chairman Nadler, and this committee to testify at the impeachment of President William Jefferson Clinton. I never thought that I would have to appear a second time to address the same question with regard to another sitting president. Yet here we are. The elements are strikingly similar. The intense rancor and rage of the public debate is the same. It's the atmosphere that the framers anticipated. The stifling intolerance of opposing views is the same. I'd like to start, therefore, perhaps incongruously, by stating an irrelevant fact. I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president. And what we leave in the wake of this scandal shape our democracy.
The scandal is that we're having an impeachment hearing at all.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger.
Well, it sounds like he agrees with
me. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments. My testimony lays out the history of impeachment from early English cases to colonial cases to the present day. The early impeachments were raw political exercises using fluid definitions of criminal and non-criminal acts. When the framers met in Philadelphia, they were quite familiar with impeachment and its abuses, including the Hastings case, which was discussed in the convention, a case that was still pending for trial in England. Unlike the English impeachments, the American model was more limited, not only in its application to judicial and executive officials, but its grounds. The framers rejected a proposal to add maladministration because Madison objected that so vague a term would be equivalent to a tenure during the pleasure of the Senate. In the end, various standards that had been used in the past were rejected. Corruption, obtaining office by improper means, betraying the trust of a foreign power, negligence, perfidy, peculation, and oppression.
Peculation?
Perfidy or lying and peculation, self-dealing, are particularly relevant to our current controversy.
I'm upset.
My testimony explores the impeachment cases of Nixon, Johnson, and Clinton. The closest of these three cases is to the 1868 impeachment of Andrew Johnson. It is not a model or an association that this committee should relish. In that case, a group of opponents of the president's called the Radical Republicans created a trapdoor crime in order to impeach the president. They even defined it as a high misdemeanor. There was another shared aspect besides the atmosphere of that impeachment and also the unconventional style of the two presidents. And that shared element is speed. This impeachment would rival the Johnson impeachment as the shortest in history, depending on how one counts the relevant days. Now, there are three distinctions when you look at these, or three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes. This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate, and in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime. Second is the abbreviated period of this investigation, which is problematic and puzzling. This is a facially incomplete and inadequate record in order to impeach a president. Allow me to be candid in my closing remarks because we have limited time. We are living in the very period described by Alexander Hamilton. A period of agitated passions. I get it. You're mad. The president's mad. My Republican friends are mad. My Democratic friends are mad. My wife is mad. My kids are mad. Even my dog seems mad. And Luna's a golden doodle, and they don't get mad. So we're all mad. Where has that taken us? Will a slipshod impeachment make us less mad? Will it only invite an invitation for the madness to follow every future administration? That is why this is wrong. It's not wrong because President Trump is right. His call was anything but perfect. It's not wrong because the House has no legitimate reason to investigate the Ukrainian controversy. It's not wrong because we're in an election year. There is no good time for an impeachment. No, it's wrong because this is not how you impeach an American president. This case is not a case of the unknowable. It's a case of the peripheral. We have a record of conflicts, defenses that have not been fully considered, unsubpoenaed witness with material evidence. To impeach a president on this record would expose every future president to the same type of inchoate impeachment. Principle often takes us to a place we would prefer not to be. That was the place seven Republicans found themselves in the Johnson trial, when they saved a president from acquittal that they despised. For generations, they've been celebrated as profiles of courage. Senator Edmund Ross said it was like looking down into his open grave. And then he jumped because he didn't have any alternative. It's easy to celebrate those people from the distance of time and circumstance. In the age of rage, it's appealing to listen to those saying, forget the definitions of crimes, just do it. Like this is some impulse buy Nike sneaker. You can certainly do that. You can declare the definitions of crimes alleged are immaterial and just an exercise of politics, not the law. However, those legal definitions and standards, which I've addressed in my testimony, are the very thing that divide rage from reason. This all brings up to me, and I will conclude
Jim Jordan
with
not
this,
wearing his jacket.
Of a scene
he's smiling ear to ear.
Man for All Seasons.
This is very good.
With Sir Thomas More, when his son-in-law, William Roper, suggested that More was putting the law ahead of morality. He said Moore would give the devil the benefit of the law. When Moore asks Roper, would he instead cut a great road through the law to get after the devil? Roper proudly declares, yes. I'd cut down every law of England to do that. Moore responds, and when the last law is cut down and the devil turned around on you, where would you hide, Roper, all the laws being flat? He said, this country is planted thick with laws from coast to coast, man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down and you're just the man to do it, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? And he finished by saying, yes, I'd give the devil the benefit of the law for my own sake. So I will conclude with this. Both sides of this controversy have demonized the other to justify any measure in their defense, much like Roper. Perhaps that's the saddest part of all of this. We have forgotten the common article of faith that binds each of us to each other in our Constitution. However, before we cut down the tree so carefully planted by the framers, I hope you will consider what you will do when the wind blows again, perhaps for a Democratic president. Where will you stand then when all the laws being flat? Thank you again for the honor of testifying today, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Wow.
That was strong.
Yeah, I was expecting most of this to be a circus, folks.
Basically, you're doing this because you want to, not because the law requires you to.
Well, and that was a rare moment of eloquence and also just old-fashioned American pragmatism right there. That was fantastic. And anytime somebody quotes a Man for All Seasons, I get all like, ooh,
yeah. The Klimt.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I know that quote well, that he cited. Would you give the devil the benefit of the law?
Yeah.
You should. Because, well, one day you might be called the devil yourself. More news and views after this quick break. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We'll be right back. And there was fall crawling over the sand. When I listen to your heart, I hear the whole world turning. I see the shooting stars falling through your trembling hands.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Donald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A blow for Boeing. United Airlines is planning to retire more than 50 Boeing 757s and replace them with planes made by Airbus. The deliveries will begin in 2024. This comes at a bad time for Boeing, which has grounded its 737 MAX jets after two fatal crashes, which called into question Boeing's safety controls. November hiring, a big disappointment in the private sector. Private employers created just 67,000 jobs last month. That's less than half of the 140,000 jobs economists were expecting, according to a survey. Qualcomm says it's going to appeal a ruling by a South Korean court to uphold a record $873 million fine against the tech giant. Qualcomm was fined for unfair business practices. A judge said Qualcomm exerted significant influence over phone makers, in part by controlling the supply of certain chipsets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start to this week, we have a little warming trend to look forward to. Today, a good bit of sunshine, high temperature around 63. That's a start. Tonight will be chilly, but not quite as cold as last night, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer, middle 60s, dry, mostly sunny. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s, dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Again. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. But then I know WACV 93.1 FM on your dial. Or maybe you punch it, you don't dial it anymore.
What are you doing? Like, why are you talking like that?
Because I'm being very serious. I'm like NPR. You know how NPR is.
Do you have any great Christmas recipes for this year?
Every recipe I have is great. Dorothy's lemonade's pretty damn good. I got it from Jeff Samuel, whose mother was Dorothy.
Yeah?
I was behind him in a line at the grocery store, and I saw him buying a big old 5-pound bag of sugar and like 12 lemons. I said, oh, you making lemonade? He goes, I'm making Dorothy's lemonade. And it also involves a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I think it's like lemonade now.
The lemon, like 12 lemons, sugar, and probably some water, and you marinate it overnight, and it's even better the next day because you strain all the lemon pulp and the seeds out. And I tried it one year, and it was breathtaking and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the proportions, but it's a damn good recipe.
That does sound good, especially for the holidays. A little Jack Daniels goes a long way.
And my mother used to make orange balls,
yeah,
which were like crushed up vanilla wafers, shredded coconut, and
you're telling me about this.
And orange juice.
Yeah, but you don't have the exact
amount.
And
you could figure it when you can make them into a ball in your hand, and then you roll them in powdered sugar and put them in one of those tins, and it's outstanding.
Mm.
I may try a batch over the weekend just to see.
You do that, Jack.
I like to do that.
You know, I hate you missed yesterday because Kim Williams is here in studio.
Did she have a recipe?
No, she was just telling folks
about her recipe is give her a call.
Right.
567-4223. When you do that, you can find out a lot of stuff about what you qualify for in terms of creating better terms for your mortgage. If you're sitting with an existing mortgage that you think you can probably get a better deal on, give Kim Williams a call at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Kim will take a few minutes, look at your situation, research, and see if she can find a better deal for you. Maybe you're paying $1,700 a month, and you call Kim. You say, man, can I do any better than this? She'll research it. She'll say, I can lower it to like $1,350. You'll save $350 a month, and I can get rid of some of this stuff off the back end, and you'll have 2 free months where you don't pay a mortgage. Well, give her a call. She might can do that for you. And if she can't, she's going to level with you and say you got the best deal you can get. That's Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And if you're a first-time buyer and looking for a good mortgage, also give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223, myalabamahomemortgage.com. MLS number 1586368. She's an equal opportunity lender.
Yeah, equal housing lender. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but I should have used housing.
Yeah.
I had it all down except that.
Yeah, you almost had it, then you tripped right at the finish line.
I tripped at the finish line.
Y'all be sure to tell Kim Williams and the team over there that Joey and Jack sent you. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Mike, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm
doing well. I was actually taken aback by Jonathan Turley's testimony. I wasn't expecting anything impressive from his hearing today. Not to say his speech, that was quite good.
Well, I think you would be hard-pressed to have four professors all in sync saying this is impeachable.
Right.
You had to at least have one. But Turley's he's a pretty even player.
Thought it was good.
I thought his testimony was excellent. And he brought up some great points.
But Mike, how are you doing, Dame? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I had a question, and I don't know if y'all have ever addressed it. As far as the Senate, if Jeff Sessions got reelected, would he be able to, like, grab back time for special committee appointments or something? I'm not...
No, because he will not be, let's say, by some hand of God, which I think the only way he could win, let's say he's the nominee and he faces Doug Jones in November, he won't be sworn in until January of next year, and this thing will be long over by then. So right now he's just candidate Jeff Sessions. He has no clout whatsoever in this impeachment.
No, I didn't mean in the impeachment. I'm just
generally.
Know, if you go to Washington and you know your seniority gets you on committees, I didn't know if like he would be able to claim his time from the past.
It's kind of vague, Mike. Vague in this sense. Technically, Mitch McConnell can say, "Yeah, you get all your seniority back," but then Jeff Sessions himself on these airwaves has said, I don't want to knock people off who also have seniority who have gotten these chair positions, people like Chuck Grassley on Judiciary and people like Lindsey Graham.
Well, he's not chair of Judiciary.
Lindsey Graham is.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to push him. I
understand. I think that's a call that Mitch McConnell will have to make. Right. And I think it's no secret Mitch McConnell is behind Jeff Sessions.
I think he'll get a good committee appointment, but it won't necessarily be the chair of any of the committees, because it'll be like sort of you get your seniority back.
He might, yeah. Does the vice chair have to be a member of the opposing party?
Yeah, the ranking member does.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Mike, but I think it would be determined by Mitch McConnell. And I think he will give Sessions the committee assignments he wants, but I'm not sure he'll chair one.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, and that is still ongoing. Do you think people are going to sleep on this congressional race and the Senate race during the holidays, or do you think folks are actually going to be still engaged? I just find personally during the holidays, I take time off, and at least in my mind. Like, I don't focus on all the politicking. I focus on family and enjoying myself during Christmas time and New Year's.
Well, they're going to come home, and they're going to hear from the constituents, not just in Alabama. I mean,
yeah.
Doug Jones, I mean, he's a Democrat, I mean, through and through. In every sense of the word. But he's also just trying to...
Are you reading the text right now?
Yeah, I'm reading an email. I sent Senator Shelby's press person an email last week.
Yeah, you copied me.
Yeah, and I said, I'm a conservative radio talk show host in Montgomery, Alabama. Our show is called... Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 yada, yada.
My question is, if the House votes to impeach the president... and the Senate sets a trial, would the Democrat senators running for president be able to serve as jurors, or would they be forced to recuse themselves? And I told her that I'd asked that of Jeff Sessions on the show, and he didn't really have an answer. And I got an answer this morning or yesterday. Hi, Jack. I'm so sorry for my delay. I was just going back through some emails and realized I missed this one. Are you still looking for an answer? If so, I'm happy to help do what I can to track this down for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to write her back and tell her, yes, I really would like an answer.
Okay.
Because, unless I'm crazy,
well,
he's going to be impeached, don't you think?
Yes.
Or are these people getting enough heat?
Well, it could be from testimony like Turley's that there are enough Democrats, these people, the sort of middle-of-the-road Democrats who came in 2018, they might move. A few of them have moved and gotten wobbly on actually going through with impeachment. But I'm pretty certain the party leadership for the Democratic Party, Pelosi and the whole lot of them, are ready to go with it, and they have to. I think if you come up short on this, it looks pretty bad. But here's the thing, Jack. I think they aren't ready for that Senate trial, because right now they've really controlled the narrative and the facts that can actually be brought in front of the Congress. And when the Senate trial comes up, that whole idea of controlling the narrative goes out the window. The Republicans will start to make their case. Then, in fact, there was legitimate questions of corruption here, and it's completely within the national interest for the president to ask about that stuff, even if you think it's unfounded. We have more information to show it is founded. And also, this is what Republicans are arguing in the letter they put out yesterday. Even if it's proven by facts and evidence the president did what you're describing, that's still not impeachable, because it's categorically in the national interest to root out corruption in a country we're giving money to, especially when you have American players involved in the corruption potentially.
Yeah.
So I think the Democrats, and that's a weak way of making the case. It's very general. When you can start giving specific evidence of wrongdoing and corruption, I think they fall apart, as well as calling the whistleblower, these sorts of things.
Whistleblower. Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
But we What's his name, Eric?
Eric Charmiller.
Thanks for outing him.
Yeah.
You did that before it was fashionable.
But I want him to be very, very alive. I want him to live a long life, and I want him to tell a story. Because he goes way back with Ukraine and Joe Biden. And
well, I hope in the dotage of his life that he regrets what he's done. I really hope that these people who willingly and knowingly lied have their day of judgment with themselves. I don't care about what the big maker does to them, because I don't know these people and I don't like them. But in their own hearts, they have to realize that they threw this country on its heels, and they need to pay for that.
272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views with views like that from Jack Campbell, myself, Joey Clark. We'll be right back after this quick break. Touching me, touching you.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, but when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228. This is only going to be a quick segment.
Why is that?
Because we got to hit our top of the hour break after this.
I don't understand these breaks.
I don't either, but
who do we need to talk to?
Maybe LaDonna, Mary.
Ooh, I'd rather talk to LaDonna Mary's mean. I'm just kidding.
Now, did you see that Trump got upset with Justin Trudeau? Apparently, Trudeau was caught on hot mic talking to Boris Johnson and Emmanuel Macron.
Uh-huh.
And they were sort of laughing at Trump's expense. And so Trump was asked about it today. This is what the president had to say.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it. I mean, you were there, a couple of you were there. And he's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada. They have money. And
they have money. Well, he's two-faced.
Well, he is, especially when that eyebrow falls off.
Well, and especially also when he's, you know, dressing up as Aladdin. I can't believe
Did he do blackface, too?
Yeah. He did blackface, uh-huh. And he did...